Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Joe Biden, he wants to be a wartime president. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sure by now you've heard over the weekend or the past few days, Israel has been getting attacked by Iran. They're shooting rockets and drones. And the most interesting thing to me is how they communicated with the White House, Joe Biden's White House, before they did the attack. And I'm like, but Will Johnson, why would they talk? Why would Iran talk to the White House before they did the attack? That's a very good question. I'm glad you asked. Well, they did it because Joe Biden was coordinating with Iran on how they should do the attack. I would have to go and say that this federal government in the United States of America, they are not allies with Israel. They're helping Iran to attack Israel. It makes me think about when Hamas was shooting rockets into Israel before October 7th. They were shooting all these rockets into Israel. Thousands of rockets. Went on for, 11 to 13 days? You know, if I remember correctly, I think it was 13 days. But anyways, when it got to the last day, Israel said, okay, we've had enough. We're getting ready to wipe them out. Only then Joe Biden stepped in. Only then Joe Biden stepped into Israel and said, okay, don't do anything. Don't retaliate. Don't go any further because we can help get it stopped. But he didn't help stop it before then. When Israel said they've had enough and about to put the foot down, put the foot on Hamas before October 7th, Joe Biden stepped in, not to help Israel, but to defend Hamas, but to help and protect Hamas. It's completely disgusting. And now Iran just attacked Israel. And come to find out, before they attacked him, they were coordinating with the White House. This is information that's coming out. They were coordinating with the White House on where to attack, what should they do, and how they should do it. They were being assisted by Joe Biden's White House. Why would they do this? Joe Biden is playing both sides of this war. He helped fund Iran so that they can attack Israel. And then they go in and they're helping Israel by giving them arms. They need this conflict. They want this conflict. And the reason why I believe that we're seeing this happen is because the Democrats, they looked at the past history here in the United States of America. Everything that they've done to try to take out President Trump has failed. So one of the things that's happened in the past in the history of this country is that every single person that was president in the White House during a time of war, when the country was at war, they went on to becoming president again. So they're trying to do everything they can. So they believe it's to Joe Biden's best interest, to the Democrats' best interest, for the United States of America to go into a full-fledged war. And they don't care who it's with. It can be with Russia. It can be with Iran, even though we're helping Iran. They don't care. They just need a full-fledged war to take place, and this time they want the war to happen here on our soil. This is part of the reason why they've been shipping in terrorists all across the world into the United States of America. You need to get prepared. I've been telling people constantly, you got to get ready for what's to come because these evil Democrats are not going to hold back on what they want to do. Now, I do have a couple clips that I want to share with you about this very thing. And the conflict that is happening there is more than likely going to escalate. It's more likely going to escalate. Do you think that Israel should take what happened? Because Joe Biden is telling Israel, take this as a win. that you got attacked by all these drones, even though you were able to take them out with the Iron Dome, take this as a win. Really? So if the United States of America was constantly getting attacked like this with 300 drones and plus everything else, do you think the United States of America would say, oh, okay, we're just going to take this as a win and just look the other way? Would America do that? Should America do that if we are under attack? I don't think that America would. Why didn't we do that on 9/11 then? Oh, because so many people died. Well, a whole bunch of people died in Israel. Should they not be able to retaliate until the job is done? Supposedly, that's what we did. So why can't Israel do it? Joe Biden is telling Israel, take this as a win. And Iran, they're celebrating like they won. So who actually won here? Who's winning? This is actually a win for Iran. Why? Because not only did they attack with 300 drones just here recently, but they actually were attacking. They actually attacked the Israeli embassy. And killed how many people was it? 22 people? They killed 22 people. This just happened, what, Saturday? To my understanding, right? Is that correct?
No, it happened last week.
I can't remember which day it was, right?
It was before Saturday.
It just happened. Yeah, that's right. It was before this conflict happened with Iran attacking Israel. But so they killed like 22 people, if I'm not mistaken, in the embassy of Israel, right? The embassy for Israel. They killed 22 people, but the government, state media, no one is talking about that. And they're like, oh, this, and Joe Biden's telling Israel to just take this as a win? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, that could have been considered the retaliation, right? The attack on the Israel consulate. But now they went ahead and shot at Israel. Thank goodness it didn't do very much damage. For the most part, they deflected them. But I think it was a test run for Iran, to be honest.
This, I believe it was as well.
I think Iran was doing it just to see what they could do.
And see what nations would allow them to fly the drones over to attack them.
Yeah, create the situation.
Because these drones had to fly. You know, if I'm not mistaken, Iraq is in between Iran and Israel.
Yep.
So they had to fly over Iraq to get there. And not only from there, they were coming from, what's the other one down below?
They were coming from Lebanon.
Kuwait or Lebanon?
I believe.
Yeah. So there's multiple locations they were shooting these drones from into Israel. So listen to this one. This is about the Hamas war expanding. I believe that it's going to. And this is what they want. The Democrats, I've been saying this for months now, for probably close to a year, that the Democrat Party, they need conflict. They want this conflict because then they believe that most people in the country will just automatically support Joe Biden.
The president also called on Iran not to retaliate, but they did anyway. What does that tell you?
Well, again, what it tells me, as I looked at last night, what it tells me is that we can make good on our commitment to defend Israel. It tells me that Israel does have superior military capability. Just think about the hardware that Iran threw into the sky and how little damage that caused. I mean, that's a real testament to how strong the IDF is.
So why did they even have to get to that point in the first place? Why do we have to find out that what they can throw at them? And see, they have thousands and thousands of these drones, thousands of them. So they just didn't send 300 last night. So we're supposed to believe like they're weakened now. I'm not buying that. I don't think that they just threw 300 drones because they knew they were going to be taken out because they know Israel has the Iron Dome.
Well, they did missiles
this
as
was
well.
A test run. This was a test run to see where they're, and you know they were gathering data. Okay, we send these drones here, gather data, see what's happening here, see what's happening there. Mm-hmm. And if they, just imagine, Shannon, you can get them off the screen. Just imagine if they shoot drones, shoot rockets, at the same time do paratroopers again, and at the same time put soldiers on the ground going into Israel. Imagine if they do that next time. Because it's gonna come. Is going to come. These people cannot leave nothing alone.
I mean, I don't know how much power they have. I mean, I know that they're saying that they believe they almost depleted everything that they had. How they know that, I have no idea. But I think it definitely was a test run. They wanted to see what they could get away with. Who was good, like you said, collecting data. How would this go about if we did a full-fledged attack, right? This was pretty much a failure, but what's next? Who else would get involved?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Well, here's another one I want to play for you with Kirby talking about this conflict and trying to say, take this as a win. Listen.
So did he warn Israel not to respond? Did he say take the win, as has been reported?
I think the president was, again, very clear with Prime Minister Netanyahu about the success that they enjoyed last night and the impact that that success ought to have.
How do you take it as a win? How do you take this as a win?
We're saying because they had very limited... They had very limited damage. I think one airbase or something had damage in Israel, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, but they're not talking about the people that were killed at the consulate. They're not talking about that at all. Yeah. They're just talking about this barrage of attacks that just happened in the past couple of days in Israel. I'm just kind of curious, and I'm looking in the comments. Do you think Israel should back down, or do you think Israel should retaliate? Do you think Israel should retaliate? Do you think they should? Yeah. Well, look at this one.
Yeah. I mean, well, this just happened. This happened. This was reported by the Jerusalem Post. It says, Iran informed Turkey in advance of its planned operation against Israel, a Turkish diplomatic source told Reuters on Sunday, adding that the U.S. conveyed to Iran via Ankara that its operation must be within certain limits. So they knew this was happening. They're like, oh, this is what we're going to allow you to do, Iran. Instead of just saying, don't do it, deflecting, just like he said, or the news anchor said, Biden told them not to do it, and they did it anyways. I don't think Biden told them not to do it, to be honest with you. I think he's playing both sides. He is supporting Iran via letting them have money to fund their terror. Right? And then he's playing like, oh, Israel, but we support you. We're going to send people to support you. And then he's playing both sides of this conflict. That's what a weak person does. They don't take a position.
No,
he's not taking a position because he's a weak president.
No, they don't. Yeah. You know, as I've said before, they want this conflict. The Democrats have been pushing so hard to create conflict on the planet. And they believe this. Because just like when Bush was in office, people voted for Bush. I'm going to be honest with you. I voted for W because we were in a time of war. That was one of the factors that I voted for Bush because we were in war at that time. And I was completely naive to politics and what was going on. This was after 9/11 happened. Right? 9/11 happened and then the election came and I'm like, okay, well, let me go ahead and support him. I voted for Bush. I sure did. Right? Now, listen to this one. Or actually, we're going to run out of time. We'll get back to this one. But let me just tell you, when I was a lot younger, of course, and Bush was in office and 9/11 happened. And I remember the country was coming together. People that I never thought would unify in the United States of America. And I'll never forget it when Bush went to New York and he was on that megaphone. I was sitting there looking at that video and I remember watching Bush speak and I was like, he's the leader. This was my thinking during that time. He's the leader. And I was subject to like thinking maybe I could join the military. You know, a lot of people wanted to join the military to fight this cause. It was like such a unifying thing after we got attacked. We got attacked, and I remember even my dad, he's retired military personnel, and he even said that he would be willing to go. And when I heard him say this, I wanted to go. And today, my dad, he can't stand Trump. He's a complete Democrat, and I can't stand it. We get in arguments constantly. When he's not yelling at me because I won't, you know, comply with the stuff that he's pushing. But they believe that if they do this again, they can get the country to unify. It's a completely different time. I don't think that time will happen again. It won't come again. We're going to come back. I'm going to show you what they're doing with the money. It's awesome.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Okay, thank you so much for returning with us, everybody. Let me share this one with you. This is with Blinken. Blinken is actually talking about the money that went to Iran. And this is money that Joe Biden allowed to go to Iran because he removed the sanctions from Iran. And of course, after Joe Biden removed the sanctions, this is when all these attacks started happening on Israel. We all know it. Joe Biden is playing both sides of this war. They're trying to create this whole world war scenario. They're trying to create it. And I've been saying it multiple times. There's two versions of a new world order that's taking place right now on the planet. One is with NATO, which consists of the United States of America and European countries. And then you have the other side of this one world order, and they're at battle. The other side is with Russia, Iran, China. They have their version of a one world order. Joe Biden and the Democrats and these elitists are trying to create the scenario where we go into full on world war. Now, listen to what Blinken says about the money that went to Iran.
What do you say about the argument that money is fungible? So Iran may have known this money is coming and used other funds to help fund this attack that happened.
Iran has unfortunately always used and focused its funds on supporting terrorism, on supporting groups like Hamas. And it's done that when there have been sanctions. It's done that when there haven't been sanctions. And it's always prioritized.
So he goes on MSDNC and he's actually saying that every time Iran gets the money, they put it towards terrorism.
100%.
So why in the world would Joe Biden and these Democrats and these elitists allow Iran to constantly get this money?
Exactly.
Why were they doing that? Again, it goes right back to them playing both sides of this war.
Yeah, Trump shut it down.
Yes.
Biden opened it up. And Blinken tries to sidestep it. You know, he's trying to say, oh, it's only for humanitarian
needs. No. I'm sorry.
Kirby tried to sidestep,
but Blinken just said that they use it for terrorism.
Yeah, the truth is not in these people. His own administration can't even get their story straight.
No, they can't even get it straight. Well, let's listen to what you just brought up. Let's listen to Kirby. What do you think Kirby's going to say about this? Now, both of these gentlemen, if you want to call them gentlemen, both of them are in the Biden cabinet, right? They're in the Biden administration. They're a part of it. They're on the same team. You would think that they would both have the same memo about when they talk about Iran. One saying one thing and another saying another. Listen.
Is it not fair to say, though, that there have been moves by this administration that have opened up cash? cash and other opportunities for them, which we know are fungible in ways that are not helping the Iranian people, but are benefiting the elites and people there who chant death to America and
you,
death to Israel.
You and I have had this fungibility argument before. I obviously take a different issue or take an issue with that characterization. The sanctions relief that has come about, or it's not even sanctions relief, but the additional funds that have been made available to Iran due to a sanctions relief program that the Trump administration put in place can only be used for humanitarian goods. It doesn't go to the regime. And the idea that the regime was somehow felt like they were freed up to support these proxies because of that, it just doesn't comport with the facts. But they have been supporting these proxies for many, many years.
And it comports with their language, though, saying we will use this money in the way that we want to use it.
They can't.
But they have been. What do you mean they can't? But that's exactly what. So who do we believe? Do we believe Kirby or do we believe Blinken? Who do we believe? Right? Who do we believe? Yeah. It's just that both of them are saying two different things. And I'm wondering, did they both get a phone call? Did they both get the memo? Who did they get the call? Probably if anybody got the phone call to tell them to stop saying what they're saying, it would be Blinken. It would be stinking Blinken. Blinken would probably be the one to get the memo to say, hey, you've got to stop saying this. You've got to stop talking about Iran this way. Joe Biden created the situation that we're in right now.
I mean, absolutely. You know what? The capability of Iran was heightened after Biden got in. You can just simply look at the actions that have happened since when Trump was in office and now under Biden. Trump literally strapped their hands. He took away their money. They couldn't do anything. Now Biden gave them their money back, whether he wants to say humanitarian wise or whatever, they're getting money. Blinken admits it's for always for terror. And now look what's happening in the Middle East. Total destabilization, and Iran is completely behind it. And by way, Biden is also now part of the problem.
Yeah. So, you know, Shannon, I was just looking in the comments because I was asking people, do you think that Israel should back down? Right. Mm-hmm. And, some people were putting in there saying no. And then they started talking about the alerts that they're getting. Did you know that I guess there is an app that lets you know that you can get alerts from when the Iron Dome is under attack.
They're getting alerts right now?
No. The point is what they're saying is that there's an app. I'm assuming that there's an app. Amtrak Horn says my alerts are on Android. And I guess it's a TZOFAR. I'm guessing that what is the app. So it's kind of interesting. So I would like to have that app myself.
Oh, the app that the Israelis have?
I would like to have the app myself to see, so when there's some dome alerts that are taking place. I don't know if there's any right now. Because if that's the case, I would like to, it would be pretty interesting to get those alerts every single time they get the Iron Dome under attack.
Yeah. I think so, too. And so then you'd probably know before anybody else that.
Well, I mean, yeah. I can. Well, not before anybody else. People who doesn't have it.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to do it. Then I can actually get the alerts to pop up on here. So it'd be pretty interesting to get it. Yeah. It'd be pretty interesting to get it. Yeah. I'll just kind of, just find it fascinating. I don't even think about it. But there probably is. How do they alert all of the people that the Iron Dome is being attacked? They probably just send out notifications, alerts to everybody. Let me share another one with Kirby here. And he's saying that it doesn't need to escalate, but it is going to escalate. At some point, it's going to escalate because Israel's not going to stop going after Hamas. And I was, I'm on X and I'm having conversations with people on X. And I don't care how many followers that people have on X. If someone's having a conversation with me, I talk to them regardless. So I'm having this conversation with these people on X, and they're saying that Israel is in the wrong, and they're all celebrating the fact that Israel's being attacked. And I said, you know what I told them, Shannon? I said, Israel's always going to remain there. Yeah. And I said, if you really think about it, Iran failed to push Israel out.
Yes.
Isn't that the whole point of attacking someone, to push them out? Iran failed to push them out. Who else failed? Hamas failed to push him out. Hezbollah failed to push him out. All of these rogue Islamic terrorist groups have failed to push Israel out. But they don't want to acknowledge that. They don't want to acknowledge it. But every last one of them have failed to push him out. Listen to this one with Kirby, because he's saying that there's no need for it to escalate. But that's not the question. Listen how he deflects.
A lot of people watched what happened in the skies over the Middle East overnight, and they are wondering this morning, has this now escalated into a wider war?
So the question is, has it escalated? All you have to do is say yes or no. I mean, really, it's really that simple. You know, if you can say no, or you can say yes. But listen, watch how he answers this.
I don't think there's any reason that it needs to.
There's no reason that it needs to? I mean, he really just said that. I don't think there's any reason that it needs to. Oh, they just got attacked, you know, 300 drones, but there's no reason that it's killed, you know, 20 plus people at the Israeli consulate, but there's no reason for it to escalate. No, no, no. Hamas is still trying to kill Israelis, but no, no, no. Just say no. But he can't even say that. He just said that I don't believe there's a reason. She's going to ask again. Watch.
But are we now in the midst of a wider war?
The president doesn't believe that it needs to move in that direction whatsoever, Chris.
That's not the question. Now, see, I don't really care for her because she's one of these leftists. I really don't care for her. But that was a valid question. Has it escalated? Yes or no? Why can't he just answer the simple questions like that? What is wrong with just answering the simple questions? It's either it has or it hasn't. Why won't he answer the simple question? Because they know if he says no, and it does, it just shows that they don't know what they're doing. If they say yes, that means it's probably World War III is at the door. So it's like he, you know, that's why he's avoiding from saying he can't say yes or no. That's the reason why. Without me even talking to him, I'm willing to bet. Now, you know, Dershowitz is a hardcore Democrat, or at least he used to be. He's starting to flip a little bit because he's starting to see the reality of the Democrat Party. And isn't he Jewish? If I'm not mistaken, yeah. He's Jewish, right? Mm-hmm. Dershowitz, he's Jewish. And he's seeing how the Biden regime has been working or treating Israel. And now he's starting to get the realization that he's been on the wrong side of history. Listen to some of this information that he's sharing in this clip, this report. And I know these are some interesting clips. That's the reason why I'm sharing them with you. Listen to this.
First off, your reaction to these events unfolding overnight.
They're going to happen again and again and again. As long as the mullahs, the ayatollahs, are in charge of Iran. Good. War in Gaza will never end. The war in the north in Lebanon will never end. The war in Yemen would ever end. The only solution to this is regime change. There must be a change of regime and a return to an Iran which is democratic. 70% of Iranians want regime change. 90% of Arab states in the region want regime change. Israel wants regime change. America is standing in the way of regime change. That's the only solution. Otherwise, this happens again and again and again because Iran loses nothing. Iran goes to the bank with its oil revenues, sends out its surrogates, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and this is just another day for Iran. So, yeah, it was a defeat in the sense that Israel was able to repel the attack. But it's not going to deter them. They're going to do it again and again and again. This is an opportunity for regime change. This was a provocation. You know, this wasn't a response to an attack on a consulate. First, it wasn't a consulate.
Right.
Well, Iran attacked the Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires. The highest court in Argentina on Thursday ruled after hearing evidence that that was an Iranian attack on the Israeli embassy, not consulate. Embassy, 23 people were killed. So Israel had a perfect justification.
Did you hear that? Did you hear how many people? Listen.
It was an Iranian attack on the Israeli embassy, not consulate. Embassy, 23 people were killed.
23 people. 23 people. And Joe Biden is saying, take this as a win. He's saying, take this as a win. So if Americans die, it's a win. That's what they're saying.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, so I want to talk about this product that I've been taking here lately, and it's been really, really awesome. It's actually a new product. Can we talk about that, Shannon? It's really a new one. So, you know, I've been telling everyone about the Pamper with Grace, and that has actually been helping out with my hair growth. I don't know if y'all can tell, but my hair is like really filling out. I mean, look at it. I mean, I'm like really amazed. But then I was taking, when I was taking the Pamper with Grace, it was helping me sleep through the night. But I was still, just to be honest with you, I was still waking up through the night. And because what Facebook did to me with the hacking, which I believe is an inside job, I'm just letting you know right now, because of some of the information that I observed myself, I believe what they were doing, inside job, and it was keeping me up at night. So then I found riseandvibe.com. Y'all see that right there? Rise in the letter N, riseandvibe.com. And I started taking this sink. And that's what it's called, sink. And what they've done, and the way I understand it, this is new to me. The way I understand it, they've gotten it and they've taken frequency, you know, like sound. Like that's a frequency. And that's a different frequency, right? You can take frequency. Have you ever seen the videos where they take the sounds and they put the sand on the board and they apply certain frequencies and they create certain designs? Well, because we're all made of energy, we're all affected by different frequency. Sometimes you listen to someone's voices like Kamala Harris. If I were to play Kamala Harris' voice, the frequency of her voice is extremely annoying. What they've done is they tapped into using frequency to help out people. And I started taking this sink. And I can't tell you how amazed I am. I'm thrown back by it. And I was actually telling my mother about this. And she's like, it sounds too good to be true. And I said, you know what? If I wasn't taking it, I would probably say so as well. So what has it done for me? I've taken the sink like an hour before I go to bed. Doesn't make me feel like I'm intoxicated. I took it the first time and I'm like, okay, I'm not feeling anything. What is it doing? I mean, it's not even doing anything for me. I went to sleep. Woke up, had to use the restroom, went laid back down, went right to sleep. Not feeling intoxicated. None of that happening. None of that's happening. I'm like, what in the world? And the amazing thing is, I'm dreaming like I used to dream when I was a kid. I'm getting into deep REM sleep. I'm having vivid dreams. It's so amazing. And each one of the products, right? The products with the sink, it comes in a container. And at the top of the container, they have a little, it's one of those flimsy microchips.
It's a little tab, yeah.
It's a flimsy microchip that they put on top of it. And what it does is it emits this that frequency that they're using with inside of the product with when they create the product, hitting it with that frequency.
Yeah,
and that
to frequency help you relax, to ground you,
to connect you and to relax you. And I've been taking it for about 2 weeks now because I want to make sure before I even promote something, talk about something that people that I know for a fact, because if it didn't work for me, I wouldn't be telling you. Like, for example, like I told you with the Pamper with Grace, that's actually helping with my hair, which was kind of really amazing to me. I wasn't even expecting it. But this has been really helping me stay asleep into that REM sleep. And I don't know if y'all like to dream when you're sleeping. And it's because it was been times I would dream every now and then. But now since I've been taking the sink, I've been dreaming every single night. Yeah. I like look forward to taking. So I'm going to dream tonight. Yeah. I'm going to dream tonight. And I get in such a deep sleep. You know, they say when you're dreaming, you get into that REM sleep and your body is truly relaxed and you're getting the rest that you really need. And I wake up in the morning. You know, I wake up, I'm waking up, I'm still waking up, right? But I don't wake up and like, oh my goodness, I got to get out of bed.
Yeah, it's completely different. The sink product is made to help you sleep, right? It's supposed to help your body calm down, relax.
When I first took it, it didn't give me like this, like, you know, some people think it's going to be like an intoxicating feeling. And like I said, when I first took it, I'm like, I don't feel nothing.
Yeah.
But the results are when you're sleeping. You wake up, use the restroom, get a glass of water, go lay back down. Like, for example, last night, I said, okay, I'm going to try to see how long I'm sitting here laying. Because before, when Facebook was doing all that crap to me, I would wake up and I'd think about it. An hour go by, another hour go by, and then I finally go to sleep. But now I wake up with all this stuff happening. But I go right back to sleep.
Yeah, well, this product's all about mental health. This is a mental health product. It gives your body everything it needs to calm, to relax, to absorb nutrients that help you get through the everyday stresses of this world. The lady that created this, her daughter was in a mental health crisis. And she said, I need something to help my daughter. She was suicidal. She wasn't doing well. She created this product and her daughter came out of it. She has shared this product with so many people. And Will, it literally, I looked at you the other day and I said, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I look at the trees different. I'm more positive about my day. This is a mental wellness product. We'll talk more about it, but it's a great new product that we're introducing.
I'm really like it. Also, really quick, let me tell you something else that I started doing too, because, you know, a lot of people are asking me about how do we communicate with one another when it all hits the fan. You remember a couple weeks back, they had all of the satellite phones, or not satellite phones, all of the cell phones had the interruption. So what did I do? I went and got a satellite phone. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, they're really expensive. Well, they're really expensive. But you know what? What does communication mean for you? This is almost like insurance. And for everyone that goes to my website, unitetobaccofirst.com/shop, and you get one of these satellite phones, I want to share my satellite phone number with you. And I want you to share your number with me, because I'm not going to look. This is not something just get on there and we just have a conversation and shoot the breeze. Right. This is so we can communicate when it all hits the fan, because I believe that the federal government that currently exists right now, they are wanting to destroy America, and they're going to try to break down all the communication. Split screen it so everyone can see it right there on my website, unitetoamericafirst.com. You can see it right there. It says get your satellite phone. It just says get your satellite. Then at the bottom says phone. But get your satellite phone. Go to unitetoamericafirst.com/shop. Go check it out. Look at it, because things are going to get crazy. And I want to be able to communicate with you. I've had so many people go, Will, how are we going to be able to talk to you? How are we going to be able to communicate? If you're in one part of the country, I'm in another part of the country, we'll be able to talk to one another. UniteAmericaFirst.com/shop. Go check it out today. Get your satellite phone so you will be in the know. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Okay, everybody, we are back. So let me show you what Joe Biden, because Joe Biden went on vacation. You know, he goes to the beach. And then after he goes to the beach, he's just sitting there doing nothing. And it's all, he can work from anywhere. He's not working anywhere, even when he is at the White House. So he had to cut his vacation short. Let's screen it. Joe Biden had to cut his vacation short, and he had to come back to the White House so he can work out and go to the, I guess they call it the war room, right? Is that what they call it? The situation room, the war room, so he can monitor what Iran is doing to Israel, you know, making sure that Iran do follow his directions on where to attack and when to attack. But Joe Biden shows up back at the White House, and look at him. He's marching in. He's taking charge. I mean, do you see the problem in this video, or is it just me? Does anyone see the problem here? And watch this. He's going to get to the door. And how many times has he been here? I don't know if y'all can see it. But look at him. He's like looking in like, am I going the right way? Am I going the right way? Does this look like a person that's in total control for you? Does he look like he's in charge? The United States of America looks completely weak. We are in big, big trouble. Now, of course, Senator Tom Cotton, he chimes in about what's happening in the Middle East. Listen to this. This is good.
I first want to commend the bravery and skill of American and Israeli pilots and other troops and troops from friendly nations like Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Great Britain, who helped intercept almost every single one of more than 300 drones and missiles shot at Israel. But of course, President Biden is wrong telling Israel that they shouldn't respond. Imagine America getting 300 drones and missiles shot at our homeland and having a country telling us not to respond. Now, it's up to Prime Minister Netanyahu and his war cabinet, and ultimately the elected government and people of Israel about how and when they respond. It's hard to imagine this doesn't steal their resolve to finish the job against Hamas in Gaza, or to refuse to tolerate Hezbollah, Iran's proxies to its north in Lebanon, possessing more than 100,000 rockets and missiles and drones on its own, and ultimately to tolerate Iran with a nuclear weapon. Imagine what last night would have looked like if Iran was shooting nuclear armed missiles into Israel. But the question for us here in America is not so much what Israel will do.
Yeah, let me stop it really quick. Yeah, just imagine, because Iran, if they have these nukes, because they've been working on getting nukes for the longest, if they shoot a tactical nuke into Israel, imagine what the fallout would be, even with it just blowing up over Israel because of the Iron Dome. Right. And to be clear, it's not the Iron Dome is not, you know, something that can't get through. The Iron Dome means that they shoot rockets up and they take out the other rockets and the drones that's coming in the sky. It's not like an actual dome. They call it the Iron Dome. But if they shoot a tactical nuke and it blows up over Israel, the fallout from that will kill people. The fallout from that. Israel, I think they don't have any choice. If they allow Iran to go to get away with it, what they just did, it just means Iran feels emboldened to do it again and again and again and again. Remember, Hamas was shooting rockets over and over and over into Israel. In Israel, all they would do is use the Iron Dome to take them out. They would never retaliate until October 7th happened. They can't do this with Iran. They can't.
It's what President Biden is going to do. And there's a few things we can do right away, and they don't even require military force. He said he wants diplomatic solutions. I've got a few recommendations. One, he keeps giving more than $10 billion in waived sanctions to Iran periodically. He should rescind those immediately. Two, he should work with our European partners to immediately reimpose the snapback sanctions under the flawed nuclear deal with Iran that he's refused to do now for 3.5 years. Three, he should immediately and fully enforce sanctions against Iran's shipment of oil, most of which goes to China. All of these things would immediately put Iran on the back foot diplomatically and financially without President Biden even having to take a step of what he doesn't want to do anywhere, which is use the American military to ever defend American interests.
But you know what? I think at some point, because Joe Biden wants to be a wartime president, they're going to end up doing it. At some point, they're going to put troops on the ground somewhere. They have to take us into this full-fledged war. And you know, my biggest concern is that my switchboard operator, he's a young man. the U.S. military right now have the lowest numbers in recruiting per military personnel in American history. The lowest numbers. They don't want to be forced to get vaccinated. They don't want to be forced to have to put on a dress. Not that they're forced to put on a dress, but they don't want to join a woke military, have to deal with that nonsense. The military should be on a straight and arrow. It should be 2 + 2 = 4. They shouldn't even be playing in these woke games, but yet they are. And they have such low numbers. As a result of Joe Biden wanting to take the United States of America to war, along with the Democrats, because being a wartime president, a lot of times you win. Every single time in history, you win. And because the numbers are so low, what's to stop them from reinstating the draft? What's to stop them from doing it? They don't have the military personnel. They've been doing so many cutbacks. They've destroyed our strategic reserves. We don't even have the energy, the resources to go into a full-fledged war. But that's part of the issue, too. That's part of the plan. The Democrats want the country to burn. It's almost like they need it to burn. They're pushing for the country to burn. And as I mentioned in the beginning of today's show, with Joe Biden flying in over 300,000 illegal aliens, how many of them do you think are actual terrorists that have come into the country? You remember the terrorists not too long ago that was saying, oh, you don't know who I am, but you will know soon. And he's from the Middle East. You remember that? And then come to find out he was on the terrorist watch list, but they release him into the population. They don't know where he is in the United States of America right now. And many people are saying that if the United States of America gets into the conflict with Israel against Iran, the sleeper cells that are here in the United States of America, what do you think they're going to do? Pop popcorn, sit back in the couch and just watch it unfold? Or you think they're going to attack? Do you think the sleeper cells will get the memo? We've seen so many movies and so many shows and everything about sleeper cells being in the United States of America, setting off nukes, suitcase bombs, terrorizing the people in the country. All they need to do is do it in 5 cities. If they were to do it in 5 cities, 5 major cities, total chaos, destruction going on, it would get the entire country buzzing. Joe Biden would immediately want to call martial law, immediately, to try to bring order, because it would be chaos, because we don't know these people. Joe Biden and the Democrats, they are setting us up to fail. They're setting us up to fail. And I believe the only reason why it hadn't happened yet, because they're still in hopes that it's going to take out, that they're going to be able to take out President Trump. I think that's the only reason why that it hasn't happened yet, because they're trying to figure out some kind of way, any kind of way, that they will be able to take out President Trump, prevent him from going back into the White House, from undoing all of the evil things that they've done to this country, to you and I. But if that fails, they can't kill President Trump. I'm pretty sure that they've tried. But if all else fails, take the country into war, have total chaos happen here, have civil unrest happen in the cities of America, and then they can usher in the one world order, bring in the United Nations, bring in the blue helmets, because Americans are fighting, bring in blue helmets to bring a law and order. We're seeing it unfold right before our very eyes. And this is, for me, I'm looking at this information, and not to be on here warmongering, trying to be fearful, getting people to be scared. That's it. That's not it at all. I'm on here to do the opposite. I'm telling everybody, warning everybody to get ready. That's the reason why I got the sat phone, the satellite phone. It's the reason why I'm doing other things, trying to get prepared for what's to come. I can't stress it enough. Let me share one more thing before we get out of here. This is another one. This is about our world becoming a cashless society. And all of this is playing into, is us all lining up right now. Do you ever imagine going to the bank and the bank telling you that you, if you want to get out cash, let's say you want to go get $50 or so, you're going to go to a flea market. You know, you can go spend some cash at the flea market. Farmer's market, you're going to spend some cash, right? Oh, here's $20 for this, $30 for that. Well, look what happened when this lady went to the bank. And I'm not sure where is this at. This is in Australia.
Yep.
Yeah, this is in Australia. Now, in Goodwill, they want to do the same thing here in the United States of America. Watch this.
Well, outrage in Queensland tonight after a local woman rocked up to her bank to withdraw cash, only to be told they didn't have any. Taryn Compton wanted to grab some notes to pay a tradie, but when she got to the ANZ ATM, she realised she'd forgotten her FPOS card. When she asked the teller for the money instead, she was told the bank doesn't carry cash.
And Taryn Compton's here to tell us all about her terrible banking experience. Taryn, what did you think when you walked into a bank only to be told they don't have cash?
I thought it was absolutely crazy. I thought she must have misheard what I wanted, if I'm honest. How can you go to a bank and not be able to get your own money out?
Taryn, that's what I'm confused about. So what's in the bank if there's no cash? Isn't there, if you open up the safe, what's in there? How did they explain it to you?
They just said, I'm so sorry, we can't help you. There's nothing we can do. We don't have cash here.
So did you think maybe that was a temporary situation? That maybe they were going to get some cash tomorrow?
No, she actually said, we don't carry cash.
So they're on here laughing about it, joking about it. Oh, we don't carry any cash. What are they thinking? I'm pretty sure they understand the seriousness about this. But they're on here laughing. I don't really find it a laughing matter. I think we are on the edge of seeing our country going to a one world nations, we're one world order. I personally believe, some people don't, I personally believe that the Antichrist is alive and well on the planet. Who that may be, I don't know, but I have my suspicion. If we were watching a movie, it would be Emmanuel Macron. If we were watching a movie, he fits the role. Why? Because he's a political leader and he has the ear of the Pope like no other. Now, I can't say that he is the Antichrist. Some people go, well, no, Will Johnson, it's Obama. No, it's not Obama either. But Obama does have the Antichrist spirit in him. Big as day. Just like Joe Biden has the Antichrist spirit in him. Right? Even north of us, Canada, Trudeau, he has the Antichrist spirit in him. These people are evil. They have the Antichrist spirit in them, but they're not the Antichrist. And some people believe that the Antichrist is going to come from the Middle East. The Bible says otherwise. The Bible says otherwise. He's going to come from the European Union. So is the false prophet. Will come from the European Church, which is the Catholic Church. We are seeing it. Roars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places, famine, pestilence, all the sexualization of children, the push of the one world order, the push of the cashless society. It's all unfolding, and we are the generation that's seeing it happen right now. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.